Task 21.
You are going to hear an interview with Eileen Collins, a female astronaut. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, mark the sentences 1 to 7, true, T, or false, F, in the space provided. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
30 years ago, Neil Armstrong made a small step for man when he became the first human being to walk on the moon. Well, this summer, Eileen Collins took a giant leap for womankind when she became NASA's first female space shuttle commander. We contacted Eileen back on Terra Firma at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. In her first UK interview since the mission, she started by telling me what originally made her want to go into space.
When I first started learning about the Gemini program, I was very fascinated with space, and especially with the astronauts. And it wasn't until I got into high school that I started realizing that because I'm a woman, I won't be able to do this someday. But shortly after high school, actually it was when I was in college, NASA selected their first women shuttle mission specialists, and then the astronaut job became a reality for me, and I pressed on with my career, knowing that I was going to apply for the job someday.
You're not from a rich family background. How did you manage to pay for flying lessons?
Well, my parents encouraged my flying, but they said, realistically, we can't pay for your flying lessons. They weren't able to pay for my college either. But I went out when I was 16, got a part-time job. I didn't spend my money on clothes or entertainment, but I put it in the bank and saved up for the day I was going to start flying lessons.
What was the most exciting moment for you in space?
Well, oh, there's so many of them. I would have to say, without a doubt, the launch, the moment of liftoff, because it's such a fast-paced, what we say, dynamic period of time, and I think that's by far the most exciting part of the flight. But then when you get up in space and you're in zero G and you look back at the Earth, you say, well, this is it too. You know, the Earth is very beautiful, and floating in zero G is a very interesting experience, but the launch and the ascent probably stands out the most.
You've got a little girl. How much does she understand about what her mommy does for a living?
Well, she loves the space program. She knows what the shuttle is. She knows about astronauts. She knows where I sit. She knows all my crew members. She has to get a little bit older before she realizes that spaceflight right now is rare. There's still some risk involved in flying in space. And those kind of things, I don't think three-year-olds can really comprehend. And I don't know when that happens, but, you know, I think it'll be many more years before she understands the full scope of it.
I was speaking to Space Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins.